们今天要来看两卷书。
Today we're going to look at two books.
一个是我们昨天读的欧巴底亚书。
It's what we read yesterday, the book Obadiah.
以及今天的这个约拿。
And today's schedule for Jonah.
欧巴底亚书其实前部是讲到啊，这个雅各的兄弟以扫。
So the book of Obadiah actually talk about Jacob's brother Esau.
就是这一个啊，以扫他的后裔以东的一个情况。
And what happened to Esau's descendant Edom?
那么神把这个情况提出来呢
？God described them.
你要知道亚伯拉罕被呼召出来的时候生下以撒。
So we know that Abraham was called and gave birth to Isaac.
以撒有两个孩子。
And Isaac had two sons.
这一个以扫跟这个雅各。
Esau and Jacob.
那么以扫是长子。
Esau was the firstborn.
但因为轻看长子的位分。
But because he despised the birthright.
那么使雅各得了这长子的位分。
And Jacob subsequently received the birthright.
从此以后我们就看到神认定那个位分的重点。
So then God affirmed the importance of the birthright.
所以神给我们的位分，如果我们轻看的时候，我们就很容易失去。
So if we despise what God has given us as the birthright, then we easily lose it.
最早失去位分的就是亚当。
The first person who lost the birthright was Adam.
亚当被神呼喊的时候说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
So when God called him, say, Adam, where are you?
那个你在哪里的？你的地位在哪里
？Meaning where you stand.
为什么你？宁可听蛇的话，听老婆的话，而不听神的话。
Or you rather listen to your wife and to the snake or serpent instead of me.
那么这个老婆听老婆的话，是因为老婆听蛇的话。
The reason he listened to his wife is because his wife listened to the serpent.
因此呢，我是听老婆的话不对，是老婆听蛇的话。
It's not wrong to listen to the wife, but the wife listened to the serpent.
所以这一个老婆听蛇的话以后呢，啊，亚当又听老婆的话，那就犯罪了。
But because Eve listened to the serpent and Adam listened to Eve, therefore they sinned.
而他更清楚那一个分别善恶树的果子是不能吃的。
They even knew that the tree of knowledge evil, they should not be eat of that tree.
这就是听人的话过于听神的话。
This means that you listen to the words of men more than the word of God.
看重人世间的文化地位，过于神给我们的地位。
So you emphasize that the standing of men and the customs over the standing God wants to give you.
我们就看到一个地位已经得到的时候，哎呀，以扫说我本来就是长子嘛。
So sometimes people feel like they own the birthright just like Esau did.
这个长子是没有人能够夺去的。
And that no one can take the birthright away.
没想到这一个忽略了这个长子的位分的时候。
But they did not realize when he despised or they ignored this.
没有想到一个很会抓的弟弟在那个地方，就是抓位分。
So he did not realize Jacob, the deceiver, who knew how to grab onto the birthright.
他要得到的是长子的位分。
What he wanted was the birthright, the firstborn.
开始的时候，雅各不知道他争夺什么。
So in the beginning, Jacob didn't know what he was fighting for.
就像我们在争地位一样，不知道在争夺什么。
Just like when we try to fight for standing, we don't know what we're fighting for.
直到他慢慢清楚了那一个地位的重要性。
Until he understood the importance of that standing or birthright.
不是他一开始就知道那个地位的重要性。
It's not like in the beginning he knew the importance of that birthright.
自从他的名字被改成以色列之后。
Now until when his name was changed to Israel.
那么这一个呢，自从他真正的被对付过以后。
After he was dealt with.
那我们今天要看到的是以东。
Today we want to see is Edom.
那么以东呢？整个历史里面呢，讲到神怎么样这个厌弃以东。
So in terms of Edom, how God talked about He despised Edom in the history.
那么为什么神会厌弃以东呢
？Why would God despise Edom?
并不是从以扫这边一直过来。
It's not because of Esau.
而是从他的生命里面，我们一直看到。
But because of his life that we can see.
以东里面经常神跟他讲，你不当怎么样，不当怎么样，总共有八次里面讲到不当。
So God said to Edom, you did not do this eight times.
你兄弟在疲乏的时候，你怎么没有帮助他，还联络跟别人一起把他宰了
？So when your brothers were ill, you did not help him. Not only that, you helped the enemy.
不但你对你的亲兄弟如此，你经常站在十字路口抢夺那一些贫乏的人。
So not only this, you dealt with your brother this way, even at the crossroad, you dealt with the poor also the same way.
那么虽然他不是神拣选那族类的那一班。
even though he was not of the tribe chosen by God.
不要忘了他是亚伯拉罕的孩子。
Yeah, but do not forget he was a descendant of Abraham.
这整个连接起来的时候，他并不是像以实玛利那样。
So when you put it all together, he's not like Ishmael.
是从以撒的后裔里面出现的。
But came from the descendant of Isaac.
神曾经讲过这个跟亚伯拉罕讲。
And God spoke to Abraham.
只有以撒的后裔，以撒的后裔呢，才是。
So from the descendant of Isaac.
以实玛利以及后来这个亚伯拉罕在娶的那些妾的后裔，通通不是。
But not the descendants of his concubines.
表示以东也在里头。
Meaning that Edom also is part included.
意思以扫也在神的这一个祝福的当中。
That Esau also is among the blessings of God.
那你可以看到，一直轻看神给他的位分之后。
But after he continued to despise the birthright God gave him.
我们看到一开始的时候，以扫就不是娶这一个啊，这个亚伯拉罕为他所这个命定的。
So from the very start that we saw that Esau did not marry the people that Abraham wanted him to.
当地的女子。
He took wives from the locals.
经常给他父亲很大的苦恼。
And gave grief to his parents Isaac.
我们从这个地方看到他不开始分别为圣的时候。
So we see that when he did not consecrate himself.
那个地位的位分就不保了。
So that he did not keep his standing.
那么以东呢，他是一个这一个啊，跟雅各是双胞胎的这个兄长。
He was a twin brother to Jacob.
在新约里面给我们看到一个属血气的，一个是属灵的。
So that in New Testament we see that one is of flesh, one is of the spirit of promise.
属血气的会逼迫属灵的。
So the one of flesh will persecute one of spirit.
我们看到从这一个以色列人出埃及的时候，我们看到属血气的逼迫属灵的。
So when the Israelites left Egypt, we saw that the ones of born of flesh would persecute one born of spirit.
这是哥林多跟罗马书保罗的书信里面特别强调的。
But Paul specially emphasized in the book of Corinthians and Romans.
我们知道保罗是熟读旧约的。
We knew that Paul was very familiar with the Old Testament.
他从旧约里面来写这个新约的书信的时候。
So when he wrote the New Testament from the Old Testament.
把这一个很深的重点提出来。
And he brought out this very deep point.
双胞胎。
The twins.
意思我们里面有属灵跟属血气。
Meaning that in us, we also have of the flesh and also of the spirit.
所以在争斗的时候。
So when they fight.
保罗他曾经讲过我真是苦啊。
That Paul said, woe was him.
那么这个苦里面呢，他发现到有神的恩典。
But he found that in that world there's grace of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
当我们会争斗的时候。
So when we fight.
表示呢有神的恩典。
Meaning that we have grace of God.
那如果不争斗觉得是麻痹了啊。
But if we are numb, we don't fight.
麻痹到说哎我的个性就这样。
And you say that I'm just like that.
将单易改本尽难移。
So it's easy to move mountains, but my nature cannot be changed.
这是我的个性，神你要用我就用我吧。
This is my personality. God, if you want to use me, use me.
那个什么，根本就没有争斗的可能。
Then there's no will to fight.
那没有争斗的时候。
When there's no fight.
你就觉得怎么样？这个理所当然。
So you feel like it's okay.
那更可怕。
That's even scarier.
进入神的任凭里面。
And you'll be forsaken by God.
所以有征战的时候。
So when you're in the fight.
哎呀，我们看到我们属灵的慢慢怎么遮掩过去属血气。
So we can see that the spiritual will close your eyes to the flesh.
然后我们发脾气的时候，嘴巴的这个可怕的话语还没出现的时候。
When we in the wrath, the angry words about to come out.
我们的这个血气就被属灵的淹没了。
So our flesh will be covered up by the spirit.
还是我们经常是被血气所淹没属灵的。
Or maybe the other way around, the flesh will swallow up the spirit.
我们看到以东从他的怎么样子慢慢的堕落
？We see how Edom slowly got corrupted.
给我们看到神的恩典实在够我们用。
We see that the grace of the Lord is sufficient.
这讲到什么呢
？What is it talking about?
就是神忍耐以东。
So that God endured Edom.
这样子的人神忍耐。
This kind of person God would endure.
这样的族类神忍耐。
Then even this kind of tribe God would endure.
当然神也忍耐你。
Of course God will endure you.
因此呢，我们看到。对以东的审判的时候
So when the judgment came to Edom
是看到神的公义以及他的慈爱
So we see God's righteousness and his mercy
哎呀原来神的慈爱永远长存
And God's mercy endures forever
他审判以东
So he judged Edom
把他的罪一样一样的提出来
That he brought his sin one by one
这个给我们看到
So we can see
神忍耐他们的时间这么长久。
God was so patient with them for so long.
那么我们神可以忍耐我们很长的时间。
God also can wait upon us for a long time.
但是你要注意。
But you must remember.
你可能没有那么长的时间。
You may not have such a long time.
因为你的时间多长，没有人知道。
But how long the time you have, nobody knows.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
哎呀，我明年再来改变吧。
So I'll change next year.
你有没有明年我们不知道。
Do you have next year? I don't know.
我们总是觉得我们可能明天可以再下床 穿鞋子。
So we always feel like tomorrow there'll be another day.
我们每一天睡觉都凭着信心睡。
So every night we go to bed with faith.
你没有发现到这一点哦？
Have you noticed this?
还是觉得啊，这明天一定会起床嘛。
So you feel like I'll get up tomorrow morning, right?
这也是信心啊。
That is faith.
感谢主。
Now praise the Lord.
所以晚上睡觉的时候，主啊，感谢你。
So when you go to bed, say praise the Lord.
早上起来说，哦，主啊，我看到今天的阳光。
And say, Lord, this morning I see.
没有为此谢恩啊。
There's no place to give thanks.
很少时候哈。
But not many times.
很有信心，明天一定会起床的。
So we always are full of faith.
早上还是要做事的。
In morning, we think we get do things.
都每一天都有这么大的信心。
So every day we have such great faith.
但是从最近我们在看这个旧约的时候。
But when recently we're studying the Old Testament.
真的，神他的忍耐，他的。恩慈啊，永远长存。
Truly, God's mercy endures forever.
只可惜啊，摩西里面下了一个注脚，七十岁到八十岁。
Except that in Moses, except Moses said that our age is 78 years.
表示哈，这个是有限的年龄。
Mean that there's a limit to this age.
七十年是很一般平常的。
General 70 years.
比较强壮的可以到八十。
But those who are strong can live up to 80.
对，说一般强壮的人他可以活到八十岁平均年龄。
So in average, those who are strong can live up to 80.
那事实上呢，讲到七十岁的时候。
So in reality, when we talk about in the 70s.
一般人呢，啊，就分为上中下的时候，我们要往下修。
So a lot of people, if you divide into upper, middle, and lower.
往下修是六十五岁到七十五岁。
So for those who are lower age in that range, 65
to 70. 大部分一个人65岁，或是比较可能好一点的75岁，一般人。
So maybe a little higher in the 75 range.
那么我们这个年日里面有限。
That we have a limit in our days.
我们要改变的时间有限。
That the time for us to change this limit.
活着的时候都有改变的可能。
So when we live, when you're still living, we still have the
possibility. 时间越拖越长的时候，
but the time goes on.
被罪恶的捆绑越缠住的时候，
when the sins that bind us,
啊，我们就没有办法从那罪恶的缠绕当中挣脱出来。
We'll not be able to escape from the snares.
以至于呢，我们看到以东的后果就是这样。
So this is what happened. See what we see and what happened to Edom.
虽然神给他很长的时间，
even though God gave Edom a lot of time,
我们看到。他怎么样？因为骄傲，
but because his pride,
因为凶残，
but because his violence.
那么这一些呢？因为他自认为他自己有很大的财富，
because he thought he had a lot of wealth.
你要知道，雅各走的时候是没有带东西的。
Remember when Jacob left, he didn't have anything.
以扫从亚伯拉罕领受得到所有的财产归谁
？So all the inheritance that Isaac received from Abraham, where he went to Esau.
雅各没有带东西出去。
But Jacob didn't leave with anything.
回来的时候你有没有发现他还要送礼物给他哥哥？
And that when he returned, he had to give gifts to his brother.
所以当我们看到以东他一直扩张他的这个帐幕的时候，
So when we see Edom extended his tents,
圣经讲话，你不要因为你巨占的财宝而自夸。
Do not boast because of the fortune that from the captivity.
你也不要因为你住在这个西尔山上的一个天时地利的地方。
Do not because of you are living in the mountain of Zair where there is angels.
因为那个时候是一个非常易守难攻的一个非常好的一个城墙。
It's a very difficult to attack a place to attack.
我不知道他们喜欢住在那个高高的那个悬崖那个地方。
I don't know if they like to live in the heights.
人家是攻不下来的。
Where it's hard for people to attack it.
那么他们以为那个是很好的自然屏障。
They thought that it's a very natural defensive every place.
很多的时候就慢慢依靠自然的屏障。
So they begin to depend on the natural defense.
经常怎么样？凭着自己的经验。
They go went by their own experience.
最后不依靠神，只依靠经验。
So at the end, they did not depend on God, but in their experience.
所谓的依靠神，只不过是某些做些某些事情的时候，先跟神祷告一下。
The only thing they did was maybe pray to God for certain things.
严格来讲就是跟神报告说我已经要做这个事啦。
Strictly speaking, they are only reporting to God that they are about to do these things.
麻烦你为我开一下道路咯。
Please, help me by, opening these roads for me.
凭着经验这是以东的错误。
So by experience, that was a mistake of Edom.
凭着经验呢，这个是怎么样？这一个是他的依靠，依靠他的个人的能力。
So this is what they depend on, their personal strength.
那么最后他讲到这个整个国度要归荣耀给神。
But at the end, said the kingdom will be the Lord's.
这里面有两项很重要的一个啊，这个解释。
There are very two important explanations.
二十一节里面他讲到说，必有拯救者啊，这个来到。
So it says there will be deliverer going up.
那么这个审判亚当里面的人。
So those who govern the mountain of Esau.
并且除去魔鬼一切的作为。
And to rid of the works of the devil.
那么国度要归于神。
And the kingdom will be the Lord's.
这个呢，就是看讲到说这一个呢。有一天呢，以东他们怎么样？他们也要悔改。
So it says that one day Edom also will repent.
以东虽然被消灭了
，although it was destroyed，
但这个消灭里面给我们看到说神怎么样毁坏，他必要残果。
So but even though you are destroyed, he also will care for him.
不要忘了他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Remember he also was the son of Abraham.
以撒这个的孩子以扫。
And also Esau's Isaac's son Esau.
我们看到以实玛利，神都让他成为大国。
We saw that even Ishmael became a great nation.
何况以扫呢？
那 how about Esau?
所以这里面我们看到讲到以东的前途跟他的结局。
So we see the Edom's future and its end.
在小先知书当中
in the minor prophet book.
这个大先知跟小先知的分别，除了从整个的基督讲到基督的这个降生之外。
So besides the coming of Christ in terms of the difference between major and minor prophets,
经常也是从他的篇幅里面来看到他是大还是小。
So also from the description, from the, what they describe as a difference between major and minor prophets.
大跟小不是他比较伟大。
So the greatness has nothing to do with major or minor prophets.
应该这样讲，就是说这一本书比较大，这本书比较小。
Meaning that this book is bigger and this book is smaller.
从篇幅来看
，it in terms of the size of the description of the scriptures.
这个约拿四章。
So you saw in Jonah this only four chapters.
我们看这个以赛亚呢，几章
？In Isaiah how many？
66。
66。
从篇幅里面来看，他是大先知。
So based on number of chapters, that he was a major prophet.
书本比较大的先知。
Because it is a bigger book.
这样我们就不会混淆了。
So we will not be confused.、
哦、以赛亚比较大。
We will say that Isaiah was bigger.
欧巴底亚是小先知。
And Obadiah was a minor prophet.
哎呀，这个是小职员。
Because he's just a minor character.
公司的主管。
So he was not as.
还不是都是公司的员工吗？对不对
？Are they all workers of the same company?
所以有时候我们就又会从什么大小来分。
Sometimes we look at the greatness.
在先知书当中呢，里面这有三个先知书里面呢。
In all the books of prophets, there are three prophets.
大部分都传达审判。
They talk about judgments.
这个拿哄对亚述讲审判。
So we talk about the judgment upon.
哈巴谷对加勒底人说到审判。
So, Habakkuk talk about the judgment upon the Chaldeans.
欧巴底亚就是讲以东。
And Obadiah on the Edoms.
为什么会讲到这一个这一个亚述这个加勒底人巴比伦以及这个以东呢？
Well, he talked about the judgment of Assyrians, the Babylonians, and also Edom.
两个是神所兴起的。
The two were also raised up by the Lord.
一个是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
One was Abraham's descendant.
这一个呢，我们就看到神对外邦人的审判跟这个亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So we see the judgment upon the Gentiles and the descendants of Abraham.
都不会离开神公义。
But will not depart from God's righteousness.
所以读这一卷书的时候
，So when you read the book,
比较难以明白的。
But it's harder to understand.
就是说，对这个以东的心态。
It's the Edom mindset.
当以色列人这个，我们看到这个耶路撒冷被围困的时候。
When we see Jerusalem was surrounded.
这个以东呢，幸灾乐祸。
Edom was standing aside and
并没有哀，这个他也知道这个是他们的这个亲戚。
Even though he knew that this was his relative.
这意思告诉我们说，怎么样以东。真的会受到审判。
So why Edom receive judgment?
就是当基督徒里面在苦难的时候呢，我们没有伸出援手。
So when we see the other Christians in need and we did not extend our arms,
反倒有一种不好的心态。
And we have also a terrible heart mindset.
讲到以东他的下场。
And you see what happened the end of Edom.
出卖弟兄不能自救。
And Edom betrayed his brothers and did not save himself.
当耶和华的日子来临到的时候。
When the day of wrath came.
耶和华的日子。
The Lord came.
耶和华的日子不是指末后啊。
The day of the Lord is not just the last day.
就是耶和华定的那个日子。
It's the day set by the Lord.
什么是耶和华定的日子呢？
What's the day set by the Lord?
当审判的那个日子。
It's the day of judgment.
有现实的审判。
It is a true judgment.
有白色大宝座的审判。
There's a judgment on the throne, white throne.
那审判的时候都是耶和华的日子。
All these judgments are the days of the Lord.
第一个，我们来看到这个啊，约拿。
And we look at the book of Jonah.
约拿这个名字叫做鸽子的意思。
Jonah means a dove.
这个被差派出去的这个鸽子。
He was a dove sent out.
这个宣教师呢要差派到哪里？叫做尼尼微。
So this evangelist was supposed to send to Nineveh.
那我们看到一个先知的一个黑暗面。
So we see the dark side of the prophet.
差派他去尼尼微。
He was sent to Nineveh.
他讲说神啊，你这个要我去尼尼微做什么呢？
He asked God, "What do you want me to do in Nineveh?"
他就逃避神，到这一个也是做可能做神的工作的地方。
So he fled from the Lord and to go to a place where he thought let me be working for the Lord.
要往他斯去。
So he wanted to go there.
结果呢，我们就看见呢，他被这个啊，这个在狂风当中呢，被丢到海里面去。
We saw that he was thrown into the sea in the storm.
神安排一条大鱼把这个挪这个耶这个这个这个这个约拿吃掉。
God arranged a great fish to swallow Jonah.
那么这个也成为耶稣基督讲到约拿怎么样在鱼腹里面三天三夜，他也要三天复活。
So Jesus also mentioned this, how Jonah was in this fish for 3 days and 3 nights, how Jesus will be resurrected in 3 days.
约拿他整个讲到他整个的内心里面的世界。
And then Jonah described in his what happened in his heart.
约拿是一个非常勇敢的先知。
Jonah was a very brave prophet.
他把他自己的内心里面的剖析
He described the conflict in his heart
跟神的争辩
And the argument he had with God
到无以面对
And what he had to face
的这一种丑陋黑暗面完全的写在他的书上
He wrote about the ugly side of himself in this book
有谁可以在那个在生命里面写这些东西
Who could write this about their lives
我们看到有没有一个很有名的这个牧羊很有名的这个牧羊人
Can we see a very famous shepherd?
他在写书信的时候他在著书的时候
So when they write autobiography
有像约拿这样
Are they like Jonah?
我看到全世界里面大概就是有奥古斯丁
So of all the things I've read maybe only St. Augustine
再也没有一个人
No one else
大部分写书都写他的光荣面
So they always talk about their own glories
哎呀怎么样做事怎么样复兴怎么样
And how they did things and how they were revived.
约拿他就把他里面怎么样逃避神。
So he talked about himself how he tried to flee from the Lord.
怎么样子悔改。
And how he repented.
在悔改里面以后呢他是怎么样有一点不甘心情愿的。
So even in his repentance, he was not completely
willing. 因为神说你要毁灭。
Because he said God wants to
destroy. 好了我已经传完了。
He already finished preaching.
坐到山上去看。
So he sat on the mountain waiting.
等候你来毁灭。
Wait for the Lord to destroy the city.
神怎么用食物来教育他
？So by God, how God used him to help him.
用环境来教育他。
How God taught him with the environment.
最后没有作为一个结束，作为结束。
So he did not have an end to show the end.
有没有看到这个很多连续剧到最后没有？哎，好像还有就没有了，有没有
？So you see some of the soap operas, it seems like
结果就勾引住人的心，有没有
？And the ending seems
是不是有下集呀
？Like cliffhanger, like there's something else to come.
有下集
Yes, there's something to
约拿的下集就是你来写
So the Jonah's ending is for you to write
约拿整个的生命就代表以色列
So Jonah's life it represents Israel's life
归向神
To turn back to the Lord
但是有没有归向神以后完全照神的话语行呢
But after they turn back to the Lord did they do everything according to the Lord
他希望神按照他认为想象神告诉他的话语
So he wanted to go according to what described in the word.
你要毁灭。
You need to he will destroy the city.
但很特别人的矛盾面里面。
This is the contradiction of man.
你在看约拿的时候。
When you read Jonah.
他就知道 神他有怜悯。
He knew that God had compassion.
他不轻易发怒。
And he's slow to anger.
又有丰盛的慈爱。
And abounding in love.
把这个祸讲了以后。
After he talked about this
word. 他只要愿意悔改。
And he willing to repent.
神就后悔不降所说的灾。
And so the Lord relented from sending the calamity.
这个后悔我们已经讲过好多次，就是不按照我们的过犯来待我们，这叫做神的后悔。
So God repents or relents really has to do with our repentance that He does not treat us according to our sins.
我们的后悔是不一样的。
But our repentance is different.
我们是怎么样？我们是做错事了。
It's because we sin.
判断错误了。
And we made wrong judgments.
我们后悔。
And we repent.
神不是判断错误。
God did not make any wrong judgment.
神他有预知的全能。
God has the power of foreknowledge.
他知道这一个人到底是不是真心悔改。
He knows whether this person truly repents or not.
我们不能把神预知的全能。
But we cannot use the power of the Lord of foreknowledge.
放在我们已知的这一个角色上面。
We cannot assume this foreknowledge.
所以我们常常以为神的预知就等同于我们的这个已知。
So sometimes we think God's foreknowledge is our knowledge.
因此呢，我们就想到什么？神都已经预定好了。
We think that God already predestined.
我有没有祷告都一样。
Whether I pray or not.
这完全错误。
This is a complete mistake.
你没有祷告，那是你的损失。
So when you do not pray, it's your loss.
跟神的预知并没有画上等号。
It has nothing to do with God's foreknowledge.
所以我们要从圣经里面去醒悟我们的头脑。
So from the Bible, we need to come to our senses.
所以这个约拿呢，就是这样子的往这一个方向去行。
So Jonah went in this direction.
我们就看到，不但他代表这一个他自己国家的历史。
So it doesn't represent his own country's history.
我们从耶稣基督的角度里面看到呢，约拿是预表基督的受死。
So from the topography of Jesus Christ, it represents Jesus to die on the cross.
以及埋葬复活。
And also his burial and resurrection.
那么这一个我们也看到，约拿呢代表什么？神的一个使者。
Not only Jonah represents that, he also represents God's messenger.
神的使者面临的有一些的煎熬。
So some of the difficulty the messenger faces.
我们看到哈，不只只有这个约拿哈。
We see not only this Jonah.
我们看到呢，这个还有一个人呢，跟约拿很相像的求死是哪一位啊？
Also, we saw another person who wanted to die.
啊？
Wanted to seek death.
对不对？
Elijah, right?
这个我们就看到，原来先知里面都会碰到这样的问题。
We see all the prophets running into this kind of problem.
因此呢，我们基督徒呢，不可能不会碰到这个问题。
So we Christians also will run into similar.
每一个基督徒都会碰到属灵跟属肉体的那种征战的时候。
So every Christian will run into the fight between the flesh and the spirit.
被属肉体所胜过的时候。
So but when we overcome by the flesh.
那么我们看到，在这个约拿里面，他的求死的当中。
When that, in the book of Jonah, how Jonah's
神用很多的实物教材
God used different materials to teach him
来教育他
to educate him
他说整个尼尼微里面不能分辨左右手的只有12万人
God said to him that Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left
那么我们来看到他用蓖麻
and that God used gourd or vine
他用这个环境里面的这个太阳的热
and he used thisquoting sun
还有这个尼尼微的这个人民
and also the people of Nineveh
他说你都爱惜这个蓖麻
he said you love this vine
那么我怎么会不爱惜这个尼尼微里面的这一些不分辨左右手的这个孩子呢
so God said to him why would I not care for this
不能分辨左右手的12万人
those 120,000 people cannot tell their right from their left
那能分辨的更多你知道吗
You know, they can actually distinguish more than that.
就因为这神从这十二万人不能分辨左右手，神爱这个孩子。
But God loved this child who has 120,000 that cannot tell the left from right.
大人有悔改的机会。
And give the adults have the chance to repent.
神从这个角度里面去看。
So from this point of view, God looks.
让我们看到，我最后讲到4:11，我岂能不爱惜呢
？So chapter 4:11. Well, I'm not careful about this
我们看到这一些呢都是什么神的恩典
Which what you see is God's grace
整个约拿里面给我们看到是神的恩典
We see the entire book of Jonah is God's grace
整个约拿里面能看到说约拿逃避神
We see the book of Jonah tried to flee from the Lord
当然我们也曾经逃避神。
Of course we all have fled from the Lord.
给我们看到的不是我们这一个逃避神以后我们要像约拿一样回到神的面前还有自己的意思。
So it doesn't mean that we don't have, after we fled from the Lord, that we should be like Jonah, we have our own will.
神用环境食物来历练他。
So God used the materials and the environment to train him.
最后写出约拿书里面。
Until he, and at the end he writes this book of Jonah.
把他整个在跟神抗争的过程当中。
And describe how his process of his fight between him and the Lord.
讲了非常悖逆跟顽梗的话。
What he said, things that are very rebellious and stubborn.
也许我们没有像约拿这样。
Maybe we're not like Jonah.
约拿怎么讲？
What did Jonah say?
直到死。
Until I die.
我做这些事我都觉得合理。
I feel it's right for me to die.
我看我们没有人敢这样跟神敢这样抗争。
I don't think anyone of us dare to.
但是有一些人敢跟神像约拿这样抗争。
So anybody who dare to fight the Lord like this.
可惜他却没有约拿的生命。
Yet they don't have the life of Jonah.
那个叫做血气之勇。
This is what is being of flesh.
约拿后来是如何的顺服？
By the end, how obedient Jonah was at the end.
竟然能够让耶稣基督提出来约拿在鱼腹里面的三天三夜。
Even Jesus mentioned of Jonah being in the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
光这样的一个生命就值得。
So even this life is worth it.
很多人有约拿的这种血气跟神抗争。
A lot of people have Jonah's flesh and his fight.
约拿可以，为什么我不可以？
If Jonah could do it, why couldn't I?
是的，约拿可以，他有他生命。
Yes, Jonah could, but he has his life.
他敢把他的内心里面的那一种跟神抗争、逃避神的那个过程。
So he was bold enough to write about his conflict and his fleeing from the Lord.
作为一种反思的教材给我们看见。
Using and wrote into a book to for us to see to learn.
所以我在看这一个整个的这个属灵人的书籍的时候
，So when we look at the book,
大概只有奥古斯丁跟约拿所写出来的，基本上他把他的内心世界写出来。
So only person I read about in the spiritual book is Augustine, who wrote about his inner world.
奥古斯丁是当时非常有这个才学的人。
Saint Augustine was someone who was a learned person.
涉猎到哲学、科学。
He knew about philosophy and science.
严格来讲是现在所谓的天才。
So in strictly speaking, it's a genius in our time.
不过他的天才呢，不像在读一样音乐上面。
So except that his genius was not in a single field.
他在当时是所有的天才。
So he was a genius above all.
骄傲鄙视。
So in pride of the world.
你看到很多的这个讲到这些，有一看最不看不起的，看不起神父。
So those who really despise people, they despise especially the fathers.
那你不要以为当时的神父跟现在的牧师有一点相像，不一样。
Don't think that the fathers or the priests back then and pastors today are the same.
在那个世代要当到神父，那也是相当哈佛毕业的那种人。
So back then, in order to become a priest, you have to be trained like the level of Harvard University.
不是随随便便一按钮就叫做牧师，不是这样子。
It's not just being laid hands on and you become a priest.
大概整个台湾现在目前呢，还有比较传统的教会叫长老会。
So there are churches that are more traditional in Taiwan. They are called the Presbyterian Church.
长老会在按牧的时候非常严谨。
When they lay hands in Presbyterian Church is very very serious.
但是也太制度化。
But it's too much of a regulation.
有些要求过而不及。
So some of the demands were too excessive.
那我们看到当时奥古斯丁是这么样的狂傲。
So we saw that the Saint Augustine was such proud man.
但是呢，他的狂傲不是他不学无术。
But his pride not because of he didn't have any knowledge.
他在他的这个忏悔录里面，他没有写到他的才干有多丰富。
So in his book of repentance, he did not talk about how much knowledge and wisdom he had.
他只讲到说他是如何犯罪。
He only talked about how he sinned.
跟神有一个很大的抗争。
And that he was fighting against God.
那么至于他多有才干，是后来我们人家他当时他的才干是如何。
So we knew about his ability only after people have described his abilities.
当然我们相信约拿也不是省油的灯。
So we know that Jonah was not also a simple person.
神会差派他出去。
God sent him.
他一定是有他的可取之处。
He must have some of his good points that God used him.
有时候你看看到有一些不顺服的人，神还是用他。
We see that sometimes those who disobedient, God still use them.
为什么用他
？Why would God use them?
有好些理由。
And there are some reasons.
最大的理由是要他顺服。
The biggest reason for them to obey.
第二
，Number two，
成了反教材。
So use as a material to teach others.
让我们这个世代来看见。
So that for the generations to see.
但是我们看到神用的反教材。
So God used the opposite.
这个人后来都改变。
So by the end they changed.
但是却用反教材给我们看见他是怎么样改变。
So God uses the opposite to show us how this opposite changed.
那不是说我们一定要做坏事做到多坏，然后悔改以后神才大大用我们。
This does not tell us that we need to do wicked things until God.
有一些人说，哎呀，我也来去做个强盗，以后来做传道，不是比较有见证吗？
So some people say, let me be a robber first and then become a witness later on. Isn't that more powerful as a witness?
完全不一样。
No, this is not what it's talking about.
没有要让我们去犯罪以后再来悔改。
God doesn't want us to sin and then confess and repent.
神告诉我们说罪的可怕性。
God tells us the scary nature of sin.
你可以看到在悔改的时候，我们看到这个在鱼腹中那个海草好像怎么样？这个捆绑着缠绕着我。
So we see that when he sinned, it was like the seaweed that wrapped around his head.
想要离开也离开不了。
And he tried to Jonah tried to escape. You cannot escape.
除了神的爱。
And except for God, the love of God,
他才能够离开那个鱼腹的
肚
子当中
，able to come out the belly of the great fish.
那个就是耶稣基督担待所有人罪的意思。
This means that Jesus took
up our sin. 那也就是说，我们在罪的捆绑的当中的时候，我们只能在那里受苦，我们没有办法挣脱。
Mean that when we are bound by sin, we can only suffer. We're not able to escape.
除了耶稣基督为我们受死以外
，except that Jesus died for
our sins.
And also took our sins away.
靠着主我们能得胜以外
，By the Lord, but we have victory.
再也没有别的。
There's no others.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因耶稣基督为我们的罪死
，Because Jesus Christ died for our sins.
也为我们的义来复活
，And rose for our righteousness.
从此以后，我们靠着耶稣基督可以得胜。
From now on, we can be victorious in Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们有肉体跟属灵的征战。
We know that there's a fight between the spirit and the flesh.
求你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
给我们有力量。
May you give us strength.
胜过我们的肉体。
And to overcome our flesh.
感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.